Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy, where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. This episode, I'm going to be talking about how we can master our menopause symptoms and literally learn things that we didn't learn in school. What's actually happening to our bodies? Look at three powerful ways nutrition can combat our menopausal symptoms, and a couple of tools as well that you can take away to make the learning a little bit easier. Menopause is a huge deal, even though some people or some sections in society would say that it's not. It's just something that we go through. We just need to grin and bear it. That's what I've been hearing in the last few weeks. All women born with functioning ovaries will go through menopause. It's as simple as that. And the symptoms can impact some women for up to 20 years. So, for example, some women will start experience menopausal issues or menopausal symptoms in their late 30s. Some people in their late 20s, okay? And many will have menopause symptoms that linger into their 60s. It's a very long time. And to be honest, menopause isn't just irregular periods and a couple hot flashes here and there. There are at least 60 plus symptoms. Menopause impacts pretty much all body systems. We have estrogen receptors throughout our entire bodies, from our brains to our boobs to our bones and way beyond. So this means that other than period changes and hot flushes, it can also lead to symptoms like weight gain, sleep disruption, brain fog, mood swings. You've got pelvic health concerns as well. We've got muscle loss, we've got strength loss, and so much more. And as you can imagine, these changes have a massive impact on the quality of our lives and our progress in the gym. But even though we're going through all these changes, the health and fitness industry treats menopausal women like a little niche topic or ignores us altogether. So it's really important that we all talk. So let's start right at the beginning. What is menopause? Because there's a lot of confusion about what menopause actually is. So I'm going to give you a very quick biology lesson. Okay, so menopause is Mother Nature's way of saying, listen, end of menstruation, this is the end of your baby making days. You can't get pregnant anymore. And this often occurs between the age of 48 and 52 in the Western world, although we know it can happen much earlier. Menopause is clinically confirmed on a single day. The menopause transition is, well, a transition. When I say that it can be clinically confirmed on a single day, this means if you have not had a period for a consecutive period of 12 months, then you can class yourself as menopausal or postmenopausal. So again, let's go right back to the beginning. So when a girl usually starts menstruating, from this point forward, most women menstruate regularly and have the biological potential to get pregnant. Basics, yeah? Although not all women are able to reproduce and not all women choose to, okay? This reproduction phase is known as premenopause. Eventually, premenopause leads to perimenopause. And for many women, this phase starts in their early 40s and lasts for several years. So the sex hormones start changing, fluctuating on a downward trend. And as a result, women may start to notice menstrual cycle disruptions. and other markers of hormonal fluctuations like hot flashes, or they might not notice anything at all. Postmenopause includes everything after the final menstrual period and until actually the end of life, but symptoms of the transition can linger for a decade or more into postmenopause for some women. But what is important to remember is that menopause is a natural, normal, and inevitable part of most women's lives. It's also a unique experience. No two women will experience it in exactly the same way. And there isn't a single magic solution for menopause symptoms. That will work for everybody. There just isn't. But that doesn't mean that it's entirely out of our control. While menopause might not ever be perfect or even easy, various lifestyle factors can significantly influence the nature of the experience that we have. Meaning that there are tons of things that you can do that can help to better your perimenopausal experience. And these include exercise and movement, mindset, mental skills, to sleep and to self-care practices, to menopause hormone therapy. And there's so much more that we can do. But nutrition is also a fantastic place to start. I'm always nutrition over medication, always. Let's have a look at what isn't working any longer. So as we get older, there are certain things that we used to do in our teens, late 20s, that we can no longer do in our 40s or 50s. Things we used to get away with, you know, like a weekend of overeating, may now leave us feeling really bad for a few days. Tricks that we may have used to lose weight before, like detoxes and crash diets, no longer give us that quick fix. And also the foods that we used to enjoy, sometimes we can't eat those foods any longer. It causes discomfort, can cause pain. An evening out for a curry might not be the same for you now. So whether it's hot flashes or heartburn that mysteriously pop up every time you eat something spicy, or indigestion that you get from, I don't know, something you never got indigestion with before, this is all popping up because of age and the changes that your body's going through. This can be a chance for you to reassess what you're eating and let go of what isn't working and discover what might work better for you. So just as certain food habits are no longer working for you, it's entirely possible that new food habits can work better. This is why experimentation is so useful around this time. So many women in midlife are so ready for a change and are open to try new things that this might be a perfect opportunity to take a good look at your diet. Sometimes it's good to go back to the basics, especially at midlife. For instance, we all need water and enough nutrients to fuel our bodies and to stay healthy, right? So it shouldn't be surprising then that the foundational behaviours that help most of us eat well are the same behaviours that can potentially help improve our menopause experience. So by eating better for menopause, we're actually helping improve our overall health, which isn't bad. Just go back to the basics. Drink more water. Eat whole foods. Eat less processed foods. And I think you'll be on the right path. The sheer act of making a change, however small, can be incredibly empowering. And during a time when we feel that so much is out of our control, we might find that taking any action, even a small effort here and there, can make us feel at least somewhat better. And that's the power of taking control of your life. taking action towards your own goals, taking action towards our goals, can help us feel like we're back in the driver's seat. And the good news is, more and more women are doing this. We're no longer thinking that menopause is an end. And instead, we're thinking, you know what? This is a new beginning. This is a chance for me to rethink. A chance to think of menopause as a new chapter in our lives, in my life, and for me, and a potential for new goals, adventures, relationships, and ways of life. By making adjustments, no matter how small, you can make the journey, the transition, so much easier. Sometimes you can mitigate menopausal symptoms, but also feel healthier, stronger, and better equipped to take on whatever life brings your way. So, what I urge you to do is to see nutrition as an opportunity to switch around some of the issues that you have with menopause. Make choices, positive choices, in favour of your own health and well-being. And feel more empowered, feel more in control during the menopause transition. One way that you can gain a deeper understanding of how symptoms may be linked to food and your drink intake is to start a food and symptoms journal. This way, you can identify patterns and connections that can be really enlightening, and it can make you make more informed choices for yourself on what's good for you and what's bad for you. Like, you should always eat this and never eat that. This kind of tracking encourages you to become a detective for yourself, looking for clues and connections that bring on those hot flushes that stop you from sleeping at night. So what I'd like to wrap up with is, menopause is not the end, it's the start. It's the start of you looking at new ways to eat and new ways to keep trim. It's like what you used to do before. That's old news. We're looking down the road to the future and what can bring us more comfort, more happiness, more pleasure. And that's what the transition is. Taking charge of your life and making that road a little bit easier, less stressful, and more happy. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own or need advice about your health and well-being or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.